The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Adler, Pesach Inn and member of Kotel Merkas HaTorah of Los Angeles, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses kankanim shel ovdei kochavim, barrels of goyim. Is it mutter to put wine in barrels of goyim that held yein nesach? The Braisa says it's also to put wine in barrels of goyim that held yein nesach. The Gemara on Amud Beis clears a shaila. Yiboilu, ma'u litin l'toichoy sheicher. Can one put beer into barrels that held yein nesach? Rav Nachman Rav Yudah Asri, the Rav Ashari, Rav Nachman Rav Yudah say it's Asr. Rava says it's mutter to put beer in barrels that held Yain Nesach. And we pass in like Rava. Rashi explains why is it mutter. Zot Rashi, the Shichra Mevatale L'taymid D'chamra. The beer nullifies the taste of the wine in the barrel. And in the Rush, and the Tur is Mevur, that the Pshat is that wine, the tam of wine that comes out of the barrels is nois and tam lifgam, gives a detrimental taste to the beer. It doesn't improve the beer, but it's a detrimental taste to the beer, and therefore it's mutter to put sheicha, to put beer in kankanin that held yein nesach. Tosfos says, Dibra mascha sharla mirma b'sheicha oime ri, duhu adin mayin v'chol sh'amashkin levan miyayin. That this includes water and other liquids other than wine, one is also allowed to put in barrels that held Yei Nesach. And again, says the Tur, because we assume that Yei Nesach will give a tam lifgam, will give a detrimental taste to any liquid other than wine. There is a Shailan Shitas Rashi, the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Taz all discuss Rashi, who says, Shichra mevatele l'taymed dechamra, that the beer annuls the tam of the wine, nullifies the tam of the wine. Does he mean, like the Rosh and the Tur, that it's a svar of nois and tam lifgam, that it's giving a detrimental taste, the wine is giving a detrimental taste to the beer, or does he mean something else, that the beer actually annuls and causes the wine to lose its potency, and maybe it's only limited to beer and not to other mashkin? But al kapanim lahalacha, it's mavur and shulchan aruch lahalacha, that it's mutter to put any liquid other than wine in a barrel that held yein nesach. Based on this gemara, we can discuss the contemporary shaila of drinking scotch that was matured in sherry casks. Scotch is a type of whiskey that's made in Scotland, and for many, many years, it was matured in sherry casks, in casks, in barrels that were brought from Spain, which originally were used to hold sherry wine, a type of wine that was made in Spain. In the 1970s, the sherry casks became very expensive to import, and the Scotch manufacturers switched to use bourbon casks, casks from America that had held bourbon. After a number of years, they realized that something was different about the taste of the scotch. Something was missing in the scotch. And they realized that something about the sherry casks had been enhancing the flavor of the scotch. And many manufacturers returned to importing and using these sherry casks to mature the scotch. The shaila then becomes, is a mutter for us to drink scotch if we know that it was matured in casks that held sherry, that held yein nesach? So some want to say that we can't necessarily apply the heter of our Gemara and the Rishonim that says that it's mutter to put any liquid in a cask that held yein nesach other than wine to be matir the scotch. Number one, the mumchim say that, as we've seen, the mumchim say that the sherry does improve the taste of the scotch. And we find in other areas of halacha that yain saraf, that whiskey, is judged differently than other mashkim. So maybe one could suggest that even though the Rishonim say, mayim v'huadin shar mashkim, that any liquid can be put in a cask of yein nesach, One can suggest that just like Yain Saraf, whiskey is judged differently in terms of other halachas, it has charifus, it's a very strong type of liquid, maybe the Gemara was not discussing Yain Saraf, maybe Yain Saraf is an exception to the rule, and maybe Yain Nesach in a barrel is nice and tam l'shvach, does improve the taste of whiskey. And someone bring a raya to this from a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tof Nun Aleph. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tof Nun Aleph says that if one put wine in a barrel of shechar, in a barrel of beer, before Pesach, so we know beer is chametz, if you put wine in a barrel of beer before Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramos says, that the wine is mutter to drink, because we assume that the tam of the beer absorbed in the barrel is going to be nice and tam lefgam, is going to be a detrimental taste in the wine, says the Magen Avraham. But if one would put wine in a barrel that held Yain Saraf, that held whiskey, that held Chametzika whiskey, the wine would become Aser, because we know that Yain Saraf whiskey gives a beneficial tam to the wine, and therefore it would be called a Noisen Tam Lishvach, and it would be Aser to drink this wine on Pesach. Some want to say that according to the Magen Avraham, we see that unlike beer and wine, which don't go well together, we see that the tam of whiskey is Mashbiach Yain, does improve the taste of wine, and maybe the opposite, maybe the taste of wine that's absorbed in the barrels, also tak improves the taste of the Yain Saraf, of the whiskey, and again, there will be an exception to the rule of the Gemara, and Yain Saraf would be judged differently. Lanius Daiti, this is a shvera raya, it's a difficult raya to bring. The Noida Yehuda in Madura Tinyan of Simon Nunches clearly says that the halacha of our Gemara, that one may put shamashkim, other liquids, into a barrel that held yain nesach, does include putting yain saraf, includes putting whiskey into a barrel that held yain nesach. And it's like any other mashke. Even though the Noida Yehuda himself says in Madura Tinyana Simen Samech Zayin, that it's also to put wine into a barrel that held yain saraf, that held whiskey, that was Aser. So we see that just because the Magen Avraham and the Noida Yehuda say that it's Aser to put wine in a barrel that held whiskey, it's not muchrach at all to say that it would be Aser to put whiskey in a barrel that held wine. We see that there's no equation that doesn't have to be reciprocal. And it could be that the tam of wine that's absorbed in the keli does not improve the tam of the whiskey that's stored in the keli, even though the tam of whiskey in a keli would improve the tam of wine stored in the same keli. We see a similar idea in the Goyin in Simon Kuf Gimel, where he says clearly, even though we know that wine mixed into water is called a Neusen Tam Lishvach, does improve the taste, but wine can be stored in wine barrels because the tam of wine that's absorbed in a kli, by the time it comes out, is not mashpiach, is not beneficial. So one can easily understand that that would be true when it comes to whiskey stored in a wine barrel as well, that the tam of wine absorbed in the barrel is not necessarily going to be beneficial to the whiskey. And the Pashas HaGemara and the Pashas of Yishayinim in HaSugya seem to indicate that any liquid can be stored in a wine barrel other than wine itself. The Chen Mavur, the Neid of Yehuda, like we mentioned, says clearly that Yayin Saraf can be stored in a barrel that held Yayin Nesach. And therefore, it's very mistaber, Lan Yusdaiti, to say that the Gemara is discussing and is allowing putting Yayin Saraf into a sherry cask as well. And that's the opinion of HaGoyim Shlomo Miller from Toronto. He says that we should go with the Pashas HaGemara, that the Gemara allows putting any mashkim into casks which held Yei Nesach. And he says that in terms of the opinion of the Mumchim that say that the sherry improves the tam of the wine, of the whiskey rather, it's not a stira to the din of the Noida Yehuda at all. Number one, the Mumchim themselves disagree what exactly about the sherry casks improves the tam, Some say it's not really the sherry, it's really the type of wood that's used in these casks that improves the tam. Number two says, Agoinim Shlomo Miller, maybe it's not the taste of the wine that's improving it, but it's the recha, the aroma of the wine that's improving the tam of the scotch. And we pass in recha lav milsa, that the aroma is not considered significant in halacha, and it will not be able to prohibit the scotch. And therefore, Hagoyim Shlomo Paskins lahalacha that meikar hadin, there is no issue with using, drinking scotch that was aged in a sherry cask, based on the Pashus HaGemara and the Rishonim. However, Lamaisa and Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Beis and Minchat Ches, he does seem to hold that there is an issue of drinking a scotch that was matured in a sherry cask. Again, because the Mumchim say it is Mashbiach, and we can say that just like we find in other areas of halacha, the Yain Sarif is different than other mashkin, maybe here also the Gemara was not discussing Yain Sarif, and that's an exception to the rule, and maybe would become asur being in a sherry cask. There is another reason to be machmir. Other Rabbanim bring another reason to be machmir on the scotch in the sherry casks, because as we've seen in the Tshuvas Neida Behuda, that if one stores Yayin Saraf in a chavis that held Yayin Saraf, if one stores whiskey in a cask that held whiskey made of Isurim, then it's Noisen Tam L'Shvach. That is beneficial. That gives a beneficial taste. So some Rabbanim say that sherry is not regular wine. Sherry is actually about 20% alcohol, and they do this. Naturally, wine cannot reach that level. So they do this, they raise it to the level of 20% by adding a wine alcohol, a type of brandy, to fortify the sherry in order to get it to the 20% level. So one could say that the sherry itself has a halacha not of yayin, but of yayin saraf. And if the sherry has a halacha of yayin saraf, then we're dealing with a case where yayin saraf, where a type of brandy, which is aser, is absorbed in the cask, and possibly that will be able to aser the scotch, which is then put into mature. Let's now move on to another aspect of the shaila. Let's assume for a moment that the sherry can prohibit the whiskey stored in the barrel. Either we'll go like the Minchas Yitzchak, that wine is mashbiach whiskey, or we'll follow the opinion that sherry has a halacha like yain saraf, and therefore would be mashbiach, the whiskey that was stored in the barrel. Do we have a shir bittel? Do we have enough in the whiskey to be mevatel, to nullify the tam of the wine? So the first question is, how much wine really is absorbed in these barrels? There's a machlekes, the shach and the chacham tzvi. The Shach and Simon Kuf Lamed Hei Sivkot Lamed Gimel and Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin Sivkot Tes says that even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that a barrel only absorbs Kedei Kalipa, that normally we assume that a barrel only absorbs the amount of wine that would fit in the little peel and little tiniest thickness of the area of the barrel that touched the wine. That's only true when we don't know if the wine sat there me'es la'es. But if we know for sure that the wine sat there me'es la'es, sat there for 24 hours and became kovash kemevushal, says the Shach, we have to assume in that case that the wine is absorbed in the entire wall of the barrel and not only kedei klipa. The Chacham Tzvi argues and says that no, we always assume, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the wine stored in the barrel only is absorbed kedei klipa, the smallest amount of thickness of the barrel. The Chachmas Adam, Paskins like the Shach, unless there's a case of Tzerech Gadol. So based on this, if we go with the Shach, rather if we go with the Chacham Tzvi, that it's only Kedei Klipa, it would seem very clear that we have a Shir Bittel. If we're dealing with the smallest amount of the walls of the Kli, only that amount absorbed the wine, clearly there's Shishim, there's 60 times in the whiskey, against the amount of wine in that small layer of the barrel. But if you go with the Shach, with Chachmas and Paskins like, then we have to deal with the barrel as being totally balu, as being totally absorbed with wine. And the halacha in many places is clear that when something is absorbed with a davar asur, we have to be mishayir, we have to compute the amount needed for bittel based on the entire thickness of the kli. So if we assume like the shaft that the entire thickness of the barrel is balua with yayin, we'll need 60 times possibly against the thickness of the barrel to be mevatel the yayin, which clearly we don't have. However, there is another machlekes rishaynim and achrenim, whether you need shishim or is it enough by wine mixed in whiskey to have shisha, to have 6 times the amount of wine. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerdesim in Kuf Lamed Dalet Sif Hei says that yayin b'mayin batal b'shesh, that wine mixed into water is batal in 6 parts. You don't need 60, it's batal b'shesh. The Shach over there, Sivkot Chaval, says that's dafka mayim, dafka water, but if it's mixed in with other wine or with a tavshel shemashpichai or with another food where the wine is gives a positive taste, then you need shishim, you need 60 to be mevatel. What's the halacha when it comes to wine mixed into whiskey? The Ramah in Simen Kuf Yudalid Sif Dalid says that yein tapuchim is asur if wine that was asur is mixed into it, unless you have shishim levat, unless you have 60 times the amount of wine to be mevatel. So again, apple wine and is asur if asur dika wine is mixed in, unless you have 60 times the amount of apple wine to be mevatel. Taz asks, why do you need 60? Should be enough to have 6 times, like it says in Yeradeh and Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Hei, as we quoted. Says the Taz, Inochanami, the Ramah is quoting Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh holds always you need 60 times, but Lididon, we paskin 6 is always enough, and therefore you would only need 6 times the amount to be mevatalit. The Nekudas HaKesef from the Baal HaShach argues over there and says, no, only when it comes to water do we say that 6 is enough. But when it comes to sharmashkim, like a whiskey, or a apple wine, there you would need 60 times to be mevatalit. Many paskin, the Pri Chadosh, Yerdesim Kof Yudal, the Mogen Avram Sim Rish Dalet, Chachmas Adam, paskin like the Taz, that you really only need 6 times, kineged the wine to be mevatalit. Rimosha, in Igris Moshe, Yerodeh, Chelik Aleph, Simen Samach Beis, when discussing blended whiskies, where they actually put a little bit of wine into the whiskey, paskins Me'ikar Hadin, that if you have 6 times in the whiskey, keneged, against the amount of wine, Me'ikar Hadin, it's mutter, although, Bal Nefesh Yachmir, says Rimosha. So, we have a strong Mahalach to say that you would only need 6 times in the whiskey to be mevatel the time of the wine. However, Rabbi Akiva Niehaus, and I'd like to give him credit, he wrote a beautiful kuntres on the whole Indian of scotch and sherry casks, and a lot of the material in the shir is based on his kuntres. He worked out the cheshbonos, and he says that based on his findings and the findings of other mumchim in the field, other rabbanim in the field, there is not even 6 times in the volume of the whiskey kineged the volume of the walls of the barrel. The walls of the barrel are very thick. There isn't even shisha. There isn't even 6 times in the whiskey kineged the walls of the barrel. And therefore, if we're machmir, like the shach's opinion before, that the entire wall of the barrel is absorbed with the tam with the yayin, there is not even shisha, not even 6 times to be mevatalit. So to sum up the halacha when it comes to scotch matured in sherry casks, many poiskim in many of the national hashgach organizations do say that one should be machmir and not drink scotch matured in sherry casks. Many of them say, however, that that's only if the scotch says matured in sherry, double matured, sherry finish, where they specifically say that it was matured in a sherry cask. If we don't know, if it doesn't say that on the label, we can say sofek drabanan lekula, we can say that we're mesupik, it's only it's a drabanan of stam yeinan, and they probably would have advertised it if it was matured in sherry casks, and therefore it would be mutter to drink. And again, blended scotch whiskies would also be mutter, because then they're blending different whiskies. Some of them would not have been matured in sherry casks, and therefore it's mutter to drink. However, if it says matured in sherry, double matured, or sherry finish, these rabbanim would say that one should be machmir not to drink it. On the other hand, we have the opinion of Hagoyim Shlomo Miller and others that me'ikar hadin, there really is no isser to drink the scotch matured in sherry casks, like the Pashtus HaGemara and the Pashtus HaRishayim, that even whiskey, any mashke that's left in a barrel of Yenesech is mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.